Jesus, Blake, you look like you're about to pass a kidney stone. We're here to have fun and let off some steam. Lighten up. Gilbert's cut glass British accent slices through the loud music and I clench my jaw. He's not having any issues relaxing. His large body is sprawled over the bar stool, legs spread, scrutinizing the crowd like a buyer at a livestock auction. My stomach roils and I take another sip of my Blantons. An upset stomach and bourbon are probably not the best combination, but a drink is about the only thing that'll get me through this evening. Maybe lots of drinks. Coming to Club Cake was Gilbert's idea, and I'm just along for the ride. Oh, the glamorous life of a book publisher. At least lose the tie. People will think you're a poorly disguised undercover cop. You'll scare off the hors d'oeuvres. He openly ogles the sea of twinks and otters writhing shirtless on the dance floor, salivating over them like they're oysters on the half shell. I remind myself yet again that Gilbert Fox is a best-selling author, and regardless of his arrogant, self-indulgent personality, he'd bring millions of readers with him if we can get him under contract at Hibernian Press. That would give us the necessary financial footing to launch the boutique imprint I've wanted for years. It's also why I'm wasting my evening sitting on this uncomfortable bar stool putting up with this arrogant ass as I'm jostled and eyed by men half my age and pummeled with bass beats so loud they feel like actual blows to my chest. Not that I'd be sleeping if I weren't stuck here. Long hours at the office or reading manuscripts at home into the wee hours are normal parts of my day. There's a lot that goes into running a publishing house, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I adore what I do. However, spending an evening at the club with this obnoxious oaf instead of at my desk is a new level of self-torture I don't care to repeat anytime soon. Gilbert, I don't seem to be impacting your ability to attract attention. I gesture to three shirtless men hovering close by, openly eye-fucking him. To be fair, he's 6 feet tall, broad-shouldered, with thick, wavy brown hair and a rakish smirk that draws both men and women like steel to a magnet. I might even consider him attractive if he'd never opened his mouth, and if we weren't working together. That's one lesson I didn't need to learn the hard way. Never mix business with pleasure. It's a recipe for disaster. Gilbert takes a sip of his scotch and scans the crowd like he's unimpressed with the offerings. Yes. Well, it's all in how you play the game, grasshopper. Feign disinterest and they fall at your feet. He smirks as if he's sure it will happen. Right where they should be. Then he winks at me. He literally winks like it's our little secret. What an ass. Did he just make a 70s TV reference that I understood? Jesus, I'm too damned old for this. We're probably the only two in the room who watched Kung Fu even close to when it aired or understand the original grasshopper reference. I drag my hand through my hair and eye my half-full drink. How long do I have to stay and babysit? The clubbing and hooking up thing was fun when I was in my 20s and mildly entertaining in my 30s. But I'm in my 40s and Gilbert's in his late 50s. When does clubbing become pathetic and sad? I have a sinking feeling we're there. Not that I'm judging. Okay, maybe I'm judging a bit, which I shouldn't do. Why do I care if half-naked bodies want to press themselves against other half-naked bodies and get off in dark corners? Just as I think that, the overhead lights sweep the crowd, illuminating two bodies pressed against each other in a booth. It's obvious one guy has his hand down the back of the other guy's pants. And neither seems concerned the entire club can see them. I guess not everyone is all that concerned with finding those dark corners. Hey, beautiful. Gilbert's posh accent cuts through the ambient noise as one of the bare-chested 20-somethings drapes himself across Gilbert's body like a toga. In seconds, they're in a lip lock with hands roaming everywhere. I exhale and slump against the bar, hoping this means I can get out of here soon. If they scurry to the bathroom and get off quickly, maybe I can convince Gilbert to leave after. If they head out together, I'll pay the bar tab and go home and unwind. Either way, I win. What I really don't want is to sit here and watch Gilbert continuously troll for twinks.